Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Always great to start a new week with you on a Daily Tip. Coming up on the show, the Bills try to bounce back from their loss to the Patriots with a trip to meet the Falcons. We've got that and Commanders hosting the Bears here in D.C. I'm a little upset that we have two Monday Night Football games tonight. Not because I don't appreciate Monday Night Football, but the afternoon slate yesterday in the NFL, Titans-Raiders, no offense, but Titans-Raiders, Bengals-Packers, Niners-Bucks. That's it. That was the slate yesterday. Why do we need two games on Monday Night Football when we get an afternoon slate like that? We could have used a good game yesterday afternoon. Niners and Bucks was the only decent one on the card.
Ah. All right, so let me ask you this, because I feel like it didn't used to be this way, and I feel like this is a parallel discussion. Like, I understand your complaint.
Yeah.
But for me, the fact that I could only watch one game during the early slate on normal TV, like, we got Steelers-Browns, and that was it. There were so many games going on. I feel like it used to be where it was, like, CBS had AFC and Fox had NFC, and you would at least get two options in the early window, and now you only get one? Like, what's going on? Do you have to get Sunday ticket to fully enjoy the NFL?
I guess so, and I'm not going to do it. I am not going to pay that. It's expensive. That's very expensive.
Right.
Yeah. I'd rather use that money to buy some grub or something or anything. But it's sort of ridiculous where at some point it becomes such a money grab. Like, if you have a, you know, a full card of games on Sunday, okay, fine. You want to have an extra game on Monday Night Football. But yesterday was a perfect example of the NFL just spreading things thin for no real reason. Like, you got games all day and then one decent matchup in the afternoon that you may or may not be interested in. But then we get two games tonight. I'd rather have one of those games on Sunday and then focus on Monday Night Football, one game that we can all watch together. All of us.
Yeah. I get that. Like, here was my viewing schedule yesterday.
Okay.
We had Steelers-Browns in the early window, and then Titans-Raiders. And you're like, could you give us any worse offensive football to watch? Like, what was their, like, combined, like, 40 points in both of those games?
Ugh.
My goodness. Like, I'm trying my hardest to be an NFL fan, but they're like, we're going to stick you with the worst games. And you're right about the stuff on Monday night. Like, I think part of the fun in primetime games is that it is a standalone game. And we can all watch it as a country and react, as opposed to splitting it down the middle. So, like, maybe just have one so we all can, like, focus on that one. Like, that's what you expect from primetime games.
Yeah, and listen, I know you're having trouble with finances, NFL. You'll be okay. they make money hand over fist. You guys will be fine, okay? Just give us the one game. Let us, because even if you're following it, you know, online or on X or whatever, you know, you have like a mishmash of thoughts as opposed to everyone being aligned. Maybe I sound like an old man here, but I appreciate that one night, kind of like Thursday Night Football, where everyone's sort of tuned in and sort of captivated by the one matchup on the schedule.
Yeah, or Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what we expect from primetime matchup is that this is the standalone game. We're all going to watch it and we're all going to react in real time, because I don't know if you're like this. Even now that we have, like, the split screen, you can still only listen to one of the broadcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like you're kind of watching the other game, but you don't get, like, the full experience of it.
Yeah. I'm the same way. And now I get the YouTube suggestions like, this game, CNN and Forensic Files. I'm like, I'm not going to do a four box with those choices, guys. Come on. What are we doing here? All football, sure, but I'm not doing that. Let's start with Bills and Falcons tonight. Bills laying for the Bills, minus 220. The Falcons plus 180. Total set at 50. Chelsea, you have a prop? You have a side? I want to lean. I like Commanders Bears better. Obviously, I'm going to be at that game. I'm excited about that game as a Commanders fan. I will lean Bills minus four here, but I'm not crazy about the bets on the card. What about you?
I think this is a tough one because the Falcons fall under that category of teams that don't feel trustworthy to me. Mm-hmm. Like, they certainly have some high-end potential. They almost feel like the Jaguars to me, where like, okay, it's not going to shock me if they have one game where they look good. And there are some numbers that maybe look good on the surface. When it comes to the Falcons, you look at their pass defenses, it's one of the best in the NFL, mm-hmm. at least statistically speaking, allowing the fewest passing yards of any defense in the NFL. But then you look at their red zone numbers, and they're allowing opponents to score on 60% of their trips to the red zone. How do you think that's going to work out when you have a Bills offense that has James Cook, Josh Allen, Dalton Kincaid, and it's one of the best red zone offenses in the NFL? So I just feel like there's too many holes with the Falcons. Like, maybe they keep it close. And I will say this. The Bills have let some bad teams hang around in games longer than they should have. We saw the game against the Dolphins, game against the Saints, in which you never felt like the Bills were going to lose the game, but it was close in the fourth quarter. So maybe that's the talking point for taking the Falcons and the points, but it's also not going to shock me that the Falcons lay an egg in primetime. Again, it just feels like a team that's not super trustworthy to me.
Well, you get the Bills coming off a loss, which if you're on the Buffalo side, which I am, and I would lean towards the Bills here, then, you know, them coming off a loss, they're refocused mm-hmm. now. They go down to Atlanta. And also, at least for me, when you're talking about Josh Allen taking on Michael Penix Jr., I have a hard time trusting a guy who's essentially a rookie quarterback. Sure, he's in his second season, but he hasn't played 17 games in his career. So you're never quite sure what you're going to get from a guy who is inexperienced like that, whereas you know what you're going to get from Josh Allen. I really like a James Cook rushing prop here. So his total is set at 71.5. And yes, the Falcons are exceptional against the pass. Number one in the NFL, they allow just 244 yards a game. So if I'm Buffalo, I would pivot to the running game, where James Cook has been fantastic this season. He's hit this number in three of five games. And before last week's 49-yard performance against the Patriots, he had a streak of 108 yards in three consecutive games. He's averaging 5 yards a carry. I think we kind of see a lower scoring game. I know you like the over here. I would lean towards the under. I feel like the Falcons are going to feed Bijan Robinson, and I feel like the Bills might just end up feeding James Cook here. So I'm going to go over 71 on the hook for James Cook.
I think you can make a case for that. Maybe the only sabotage factor is that when offenses are so balanced, like mm-hmm. it feels like the Bills can beat you in any way. And I understand on paper that the Falcons have this great pass defense, but like, defending Josh Allen is a different animal. Because I understand, I've been reading like all of the ways, here's how the Falcons can stop Josh Allen. They can put a spy on the quarterback. Like, don't you think everybody else has tried that? So right. It just feels like one of those things where like, okay, we're going to stop him from scrambling. Oh, you're going to let him throw it? Because we know Josh Allen can't do that, right? No, he's the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Reigning MVP. So it's just tough, like, when it's that type of offense. But I will say this, if there is a window for the Falcons to stay in this game, We have seen this with the Bills defense that, you know, they've given up some points. Because I have no questions about the Bills offense. I feel like no matter who they face, like, they are fully capable of scoring 30 points about just about anybody if they don't have some of those self-inflicted wounds that we saw against the Patriots. Because the Bills' rush defense is still giving up 5.6 yards per carry. Mm-hmm. So then you look at Bijan Robinson, you say, hey, maybe Bijan Robinson has a big night in this one. The only sabotage factor that goes against that is game script. Because sometimes I'm not a huge fan of playing running back props if it's what I think is the losing side. And I do think the Falcons are going to be the losing side. But Bijan Robinson has had a pretty high floor, 75, 72, 143 yards in his last three games. So I do think they're going to feed Bijan Robinson. This is a good offense until they get to the 20s. They're not good in the red zone, so maybe don't bank on them scoring. But I do think Bijan Robinson has a pretty solid night on the ground. Maybe you dumb it down a little bit and put it in a same-game parlay or something. But I think he can get at least 70 yards. His number is 75.5. I think it's definitely worth a look.
Yeah, I like that as well. And also, when it comes to the Falcons secondary, I think we're going to find out a lot about how good that secondary is. Like I mentioned, the Lions previously, where they just were running up the score, but they've been doing it against bad teams like the Bengals, the Browns, the Bears, right? Then they run into a really good defense and they get slowed down a little bit. How good is the Falcons secondary? I don't know. Like Baker Mayfield threw three touchdowns against them. They shut down J.J. McCarthy. They didn't really slow down Bryce Young. They got shut out 30-0 in Carolina. And then Marcus Mariota had some sort of success against them in Atlanta. So Josh Allen is clearly a cut above when it comes to the quarterbacks they have faced thus far. It makes me wonder about how good that defense is. We're going to find out. We're also going to find out if the Bears can get some revenge on the Commanders after what happened last year. The old Hail Noah. The Hail Mary here in D.C. where the Commanders walked off with a win. Commanders laying 5.5. That is up from 3.5 at BetMGM. Commanders minus 250. Bears 2-1 on the money line. Total set at 50.5. I like the Commanders at 3.5. I don't know how I feel about them at 5.5, Chelsea. What say you?
I think it's going to be tough for the Bears if the Commanders can establish the run. And so far, it feels like everybody has been able to establish the run against the Bears. They're giving up 6.2 yards per carry. That is the worst mark in the NFL. And we've seen what Bill Kroski-Mary has been doing for the Commanders. And when you have somebody like Jaden Daniels, who I know it doesn't look like he's 100%, but like it feels like he's well enough to lead this offense, especially against a leaky Bears defense. So my only question would be, Jenks, how much do you trust the Commanders defense?
Well, that is the big question, right? I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. I really do. And the thing about the Commanders defense is that while the secondary has shown signs of improvement, they have also shown the ability to give up the big play. Like, you can score on the Commanders, particularly in one-on-one situations. Can Caleb Williams take advantage of that? I don't know. The one thing that Washington did very good last week is that the Chargers would drive on them, and then they would get critical turnovers, you know, inside the red zone, and that really saved them. I think they can do that tonight. And also, even against this Commanders secondary, I'm not quite so sure how much I trust Caleb Williams yet. He took a huge step forward against the Cowboys a couple weeks ago, and the Bears have had an extra week off, but also that Cowboys secondary is trash. Ben Johnson calling plays, Caleb Williams against the secondary, he will have success, but throughout the course of a game, I also feel like Caleb Williams could make an error or two, even if it's unforced, that ends up being the difference.
Okay, so I'm building my same game parlay, because it's a primetime game, you know I want a same game parlay. So first leg, and I think we both like this, 50 plus rushing yards for Jacory Kroski-Merritt. And then you combine it with either, I'm going to give you two options, Commanders money line, or we go with a dumbed down total. So which do you feel more confident in? The fact that like maybe we'll see a lot of points in this one, or the fact that the Commanders win?
That's a good question. I just feel like the Commanders are going to win this game. They're at home. They got a huge win against the Chargers, and JD5 is back. Like, Jaden Daniels took about a quarter to settle in against LA, and then he really got it going. And honestly, he'll be even healthier this week. I don't know if he's going to wear that brace or not. He probably will, out of, you know, just a precautionary stance from the team. But I'm, you know, the Bears, the Bears are showing improvement in fits and starts. I just think the Commanders are a better overall team. And honestly, if you like the Commanders on the money line, the money is moving in their direction, right? The number has moved from 3.5 to 5.5. So I'm going to take Bill and his rushing prop plus Commanders money line. Depending on where you want to get Bill, you can get that at plus money or minus money if you want to go 50-plus yards or 60-plus yards.
Yeah, 50-plus, and the Commanders money line is minus 130. So at the same price, you could get Bill Kroski Merritt 50-plus or over 42.5. That's one minus 130 as well. Or you could combine them all, Jenks, for plus 132. So if you want to thread the needle, I feel like that's a solid play.
Chelsea, do it. I mean, you're the parlay queen on this show. You going to put that in? Stir the pot. The same game parlay. Do it.
But that's part of the fun of primetime games, Jenks, is I feel like I can really hone in on one game, which we're just kind of throwing the other game away. But I love same game parlays. Like, why would you not craft one? Because I know we talk about like making sharp bets in the plus EV money moves, but like sometimes it's just fun to have parlay. So I'm going to have one.
Yeah, as long as you have the right expectation, which is this is probably not going to hit most of the time, but there are times when it does, always feels good. And also, isn't it fun to have multiple bets during a primetime game? Like, you can keep up with them all the while one game is going on. That's half the fun.
I asked this the other day to somebody. I forget who. Who do you think is the most miserable to watch a game with? Somebody who's betting on the under or somebody who has a player prop who's simply rooting for, like, one player? Like, that can be pretty obnoxious as well.
That's true. Like, why are you throwing to Roma Dunze? He's open. It's like, dude, that was a running play. It's a first down, okay? They got 5 yards. They're trying to win a game here. I was going to say the under, but you might be right. Because sometimes you can get a defensive battle and it's still good football. You don't necessarily have to have offense for it to be a great game, but just yelling for one guy to get all the touches at the expense of everyone else. I think you may be right about that. Well, which one of these bets is going to make the card for us? Maybe multiple. We got baseball as well. New week of wagers ready to go. And the Dongster. What's going on with him after the weekend? It's Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. Best bets coming up next on the Daily Tip. Great to have you with us on a Monday. Stay right there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.